Yes, I am the world. I'm John Batson with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Many years ago, Malcolm guided me to understand that Azerbaijan was a critical player, not only in the Caspian Sea Basin, but in the World Island in Eurasia. No more profound fact than the fact that we welcomed the first Azerbaijan ambassador to the State of Israel, the Republic of Azerbaijan to the State of Israel. We welcome Mukhtar Mammadov, who is now in Tel Aviv, having had a very busy few days with the celebration of Independence Day and the opening of the embassy of Azerbaijan. Mr. Ambassador, congratulations and a very good evening to you. And please tell the American people what to think of this moment, this historic change in the whole of story of the Middle East. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good afternoon to you, John. Thanks very much for the opportunity. I'm pleased to be joining you, Yashor. Hi, Malcolm, as well. Good to hear you over here. Well, it's indeed a very festive environment here, starting from yesterday, even the Tuesday evening, celebrating the 75th anniversary of the independence of the State of Israel. Although my observation, I'm just 2 months here in Israel, and observation starting from Monday when the nation was commemorating the fallen on Yom HaZikaron, and the following day they start celebration, I think it's a sign that the people here remember their history, remember their past, remember their tragic events, but at the same time look forward with all the lessons learned, look forward to developing to a better, prosperous future, and not stick to their victimhood, and like that they don't have this sense. And I think this is something similar between the Azerbaijani and Jewish nation. We both, despite having really tough history, serious problems, and all the challenges that we have faced, we both can look into the future, focus on our development, on our future generations. And I'm at this moment of time, I'm really proud and honored to be representing my country to the State of Israel as the first ever ambassador.
Malcolm?
I think this is my second first with the ambassador. I was actually the first meeting he had when he arrived. I happened to be there, and he came to choose him. We had a wonderful meeting. He's a very appropriate ambassador for countries that from Azerbaijan, which is highly valued by Israel and strategically very significant, probably underappreciated by most Americans. And the second first that he's, I guess this is the first American radio show that he's done. Mr. Ambassador, one of the things I think people don't know is the history, which we can't go into detail, but at least the presence of Jews and the Jewish community, which has lived in security there for a very long time. Maybe you could briefly tell our listeners the history.
Well, thanks a lot, Malcolm. Actually, the history is quite deep-rooted, and there are different views on the history of Jewish community in Azerbaijan. Right now, we have something close to 30,000 Jews living in Azerbaijan. Mostly in Baku and also Guba, there's this red village, a Jewish village inhabited about 200 years ago. But the long history, many people claim that it dates back to the destruction of the first temple when about 2,500 years ago, Jews moved from these lands, from Israel, going up to Azerbaijan, getting settling down there. And they have been living since then over there. And we don't consider Jews as some community who has come to Azerbaijan and settled down later on. They have been one of the local people population for many centuries, fighting to defend those territories, those lands as their homelands, as their motherlands, fighting and striving to develop it. And we have seen all over the history, particularly also during the Karabakh War, when all those soldiers of Jewish ethnicity were fighting together with everyone to defend their nation, to defend their homeland. Throughout history, Jewish scientists contributed a lot to science in Azerbaijan. We have had, even a century ago, when we had the first republic in 1918, 1920, we had Jewish representatives in the parliament. Back then, it was the first democracy in the Muslim Orient. who had first Jewish ministers of healthcare, for example, that time. And since then, they have been part of the society. And in Azerbaijan, it's a country where you can have people celebrating Ramadan, celebrating Pesach, Easter, Rosh Hashanah, Hanukkah, Christmas. And this is not considered to be as a holiday or national day of others. This is considered to be a holiday that some parts of the society celebrate, and people congratulate each other about it. President Aliyev every year sends congratulatory message to the Jewish community of Azerbaijan for Rosh Hashanah, for example. We commemorate the Holocaust every year, all the fallen over there. And therefore, Jewish lifestyle is completely normal and people are aware of it. As you rightly said, we're proud that we never had any sense of anti-Semitism before. We don't have it right now, and we're definitely not going to have it in future, particularly these days when the anti-Semitism is quite on the rise in many countries. And we have synagogues in Baku, synagogues in the regions. Even the local rabbis said that they can wear yarmulke and walk around the city, and they will not even feel being like threatened, and people will just seeing them. Some people who know the traditions can approach them saying shalom.
Mr. Ambassador, just quickly to remind everyone, Azerbaijan is a prosperous and extremely vital nation, not only to Central Asia, but also to Europe since the completion of the Southern Gas Pipeline. And I understand there are new agreements with Kazakhstan and conversations with the Caspian Sea Basin about Sangachal being used as a transshipment for other people's natural energy to flow to Europe. So I congratulate Azerbaijan for, in the midst of what can be described as a tough neighborhood, you're shining through, just like Israel, Mr. Ambassador. Tough neighborhood, you get prosperous and you shine.
True. True, this is indeed something that we have committed for from the early days regaining of independence, supporting the Europe's energy security. And we have been going on that domain. First, we were supplying with oil, rightly mentioned, the Southern Gas Corridor. Azerbaijan is supplying the European countries with gas resources. And now we're increasing, even pumping even more gas resources, particularly over the course of the last year. And last summer, we had the president of the European Commission visiting Azerbaijan to sign the new MOU on further increasing Azerbaijan's export. And right now, we're also engaging with our European partners towards exporting green energy, the electricity, to Europe. We have a new agreement from last year with Georgia, Hungary, and Romania to export Azerbaijani electricity from the Black Sea to Europe starting from 2027, 2028. So Azerbaijan has been there supporting European partners back in the 90s. We have been continuing, and we're looking forward to expanding it. And you rightly mentioned, now from March, we started exporting Kazakh oil, right, using the Sangachal terminal. This oil has already reached European continent, and we will continue on that domain.
We congratulate Ambassador Mukhtar Mammadov, the first ambassador from Azerbaijan to the State of Israel. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.